we are going over to New York City now, because Norma Kamali is an American fashion designer, best known for the sleeping bag coat, swimwear garments made from silk parachutes, and versatile multi-use pieces. She also has a line of wellness and a new book out. It's great to have you on the show, Norma.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Now, your book is called I Am Invincible. And to be honest, you've been in the industry for 50 years and you look amazing. So it seems like you are invincible.
Well, the truth is, it's the goal to be invincible and to have more invincible days throughout the year. Obviously, when a woman feels good about herself, when everything is feeling right in her head and her clothes are feeling not too tight and her hair, it's all coming together. On those days, we are truly invincible. And I know any woman who's had those days really understands what I mean. It's amazing what we can accomplish. But not every day, obviously, can be an invincible day. But the goal is, let's get a few more going and try to use healthy lifestyle as a tool.
So how did your career start in the fashion industry?
Well, actually, my career started in London. I graduated from FIT, and I really didn't like the fashion industry. This was during Mad Men time, you know, prior to the middle and 60s, and I decided to get a job at an airline and travel. And so my first destination was London, and I stayed at a boarding house just off Sloane Square. And I remember coming out the first day and asking someone if there were any shops or anything that I could look at. And at the time, King's Road was, well, Chelsea was mainly an artist community, and it was sort of the old idea of London, very gray and foggy and misty, and the buildings were all gray. But I saw this one store that had color all the way up the front of the building and the front window of the store, and there was this music playing that I'd never heard before, blasting out of the doorway. And I was like, you know, driven by the light. I practically ran there. I couldn't believe what I was hearing and seeing. And from that day on, I traveled to London every weekend for 4 years. And I saw the 60s unfold in London. And this was really more of what I loved in fashion, music, everything. And so London is a very special place for me, and I love going there. But I feel like my roots and my beginning as a designer are there.
Wonderful. And is this your first book, I Am Invincible?
Well, I co-wrote a book with an acupuncture doctor, a Chinese medicine doctor, a very well-renowned one in the U.S., and we co-wrote the book, and because I had been searching for an acupuncture facelift, and I wanted to find a really good Chinese doctor who also had Western degrees, and I searched and searched, and Andrew Weil and other people in the wellness community recommended him. So this was about 15 years ago, and I visited him for 6 months, and he allowed me to tape our sessions. And at first he wouldn't give me an acupuncture facelift because he thought that I was disrespecting what acupuncture is really about. But then eventually he did, and I'm addicted to acupuncture facelifts. So we also took the tapes from my visits, and we co-wrote the book. So that was actually my first venture into writing.
Right. Okay. So this book is it a memoir, or is it more of a guidebook? Is it a help guide?
Right. It's actually a handbook for women. I wish I had a handbook. And at 75 and 53 years in business, I think how great would it have been to help me sort of navigate through this unknown chartered waters of the fashion industry and being a woman in business. And I still own my own company. And I've survived the 53 years. And so I really feel that I have a lot of experience to share. And I also feel that sharing the transitions of each decade, especially for a woman, is a big, big bit of information that I know I would have wanted. And I think I know from talking about it now that other women are appreciating it. So when you go into your 20s, I remember when I, just before I turned my 19th birthday, my mother said to me, "Happy birthday, Norma. It's all downhill from here." And I started crying because I was like, I do not want to be old. I do not want to be as old as she is. And we start thinking about age at 20. And then from 20 to 30, we're out on a ledge most of the time trying to figure out who we are. And we make a lot of mistakes and we have some painful experiences, but by the time we're 30, then we're having to deal with the milestones that we're supposed to be at. Are we with our soulmate? Are we going to have children? And most of us are not on that schedule, and we tend to feel depressed about it and feel like life is passing us by. But the truth is, that's a milestone that is very individual. And then the 30s, you find out who you are. You kind of bluff your way through a lot of what you're doing and pretend you know, and you don't exactly, but you make your way through 30. And 40s, you start to have a brand that you've created in whatever it is. It could be in any part of your life, but you can monetize it and see your power at that. And then you go through menopause and reinvention at 50. And then after 50, there are no more milestones that have us sort of feeling out of sync if we're not in them. And from 50 on, it's reinvent, and there's a total freedom. And when I say milestones, I didn't meet my soulmate until I was 65. So Clearly I thought, this is for other people. I'm not supposed to have a soulmate. It's just not happening. But the point being made that we all have a different timeline, and I wasn't ready before 65 anyway.
Right. Got you. Can I ask if you're still fashion designing? You're still in the industry?
Oh, absolutely. I have a very strong business with Net-a-Porter and Revolve and Matches and My Teresa. We are a global brand, and we also have a wellness business under Norma Kamali Life. We're thriving. We thrived through the pandemic, believe it or not. It was challenging, but you know, there's a silver lining. You learn how to run your business more efficiently. My business, predominantly, I transferred from retail to e-commerce, and that really was a very good decision I made 10 years ago, 15 years ago, because if you were on e-commerce, your business is surviving and thriving in some cases.
Yeah, it's the way to go. Well, if you want to read Norma's book, it's called I Am Invincible. It's by Norma Kamali, who we're speaking to now. And as always, we're selling it on our website. You mentioned a website, Norma. Is it your name followed by wellness, did you say?
Yes, you can look for it under Norma Kamali, and you can order the book on Amazon as well. And I believe Netta Porter and Revolve also will be carrying the book, but Amazon and Barnes & Noble also have the book.
And your label, is it OMO? OMO?
That was my old label.
Right.
I've just used Norma Kamali now, and you can. I have a skin line, and I've been involved in wellness since the late '80s. So I have some really good products that I developed, especially for skin. A very simple four-product system that works, and I've been using it since I'm 50, and I don't wear face makeup because the products create your skin in a way that you really don't want to cover it. I know it sounds crazy, but if you look at it, it's the skin line. You can find it on my website, and it's a very simple exfoliant moisturizer, a color called Glow that develops in your skin, but it's a bit different from a tanner, and a cleanser, and they're beautiful products. They're clean products. They have incredible ingredients that work, very timeless, like charcoal, aloe, finely ground olive pits.
Wonderful. Well, sadly, we're out of time, but thanks for joining us on the show, Norma Kamali. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.